Grandad, I really like the conveyor belts in the tunnels. Shall we go round again?
Yes, Lyra. Let's go and see some of the tunnels where wagons would travel along instead of belts.
Great. And what was this big room that we're now in used for?
We are now in one of the clinker stores. 8,000 tons used to fit in here.
What is clinker, Grandad?
Once the mixture of limestone and clay had passed through the rotating kilns, it became clinker, which turned into small grey balls as it cooled.
And how did it get to this point?
Look up at the ceiling. Do you see those platforms?
Yes.
The wagons full of clinker would arrive at the platforms and we would empty them out from up there so it would fall down to where we are now, into the store. And if you look on the ground, you'll see some holes. Once the clinker had finished cooling, it would fall down these holes and go through the tunnels that you liked so much. Then, from the belts that we saw in the tunnels, the clinker would move along to a room higher up, where there were mills with steel balls that crushed it into fine powder. And then we had Portland cement. Lastly, it was put into piles and moved to the bagging room that we saw earlier.
What a long journey. And speaking of journeys, how did you get to the factory? You and Grandma didn't have a car, did you?
No, we didn't have a car. We used to come up here every day by walking along the railway line. It was the easiest route. Almost all of us came up here on foot. People from La Pobla, Castilla, Rus, La Faga and neighbouring houses. In the winter, it was so cold that we would get to the factory and our clothes would be frozen. And imagine what it was like when it rained.
Didn't it make you ill?
Yes, we often had colds, but worse than that, there was a lot of pollution from the cement dust and some workers got silicosis.
Silicosis? I've never had that illness.
Of course you haven't. Silicosis is a disease caused by dust that affects the lungs. The miners used to get it, and here at the factory, people got it because of the cement dust.
Didn't you protect yourselves?
In the old days, we didn't have the health and safety measures that we have today. Machinery was uncovered. There was no protection. And that meant that some worker or other would die every year.
And did you have to work literally every day?
There were three shifts. But the factory was open every day of the year, including Sundays. I can only remember one day when it wasn't operational. The winter of 1962. Because the temperature went to 22 degrees centigrade below zero and everything was frozen. That day, we had a day off.
You must have been so happy, because it must have been really tiring working in a factory. And also, Grandma was telling me that you started working young. How old were you exactly?
I was 14 when I started working. It was 1934. But there were older workers who had started even younger. Right, Lyra, let's go back up and back through some other tunnels where wagons used to pass through. And then we'll go outside to get some air.
So here we are.